Managing yourself. Create a new leadership vision. Now is the time to clarify and refine your leadership vision. This requires both articulating your values and re-examining your goals for the future. Start by identifying the 4 or 5 most important episodes in your life, moments that defined who you are today. For each episode, articulate how it shaped your values. Then draft a statement of your personal leadership vision. This is a compelling image of an achievable future. Describe the kind of leader you want to become and the major contributions you want to make to the world between now and 2025. What will you be doing in 2025, and what impact do you hope to be making? Pretend you have what you want. Your mind is often your greatest tool, but as anyone who has been taken over by fear, frustration, or worry knows, it can also be your greatest enemy. Whether you're concerned that you don't have the respect of your peers or that a customer isn't calling you back because she's gone to a competitor, overthinking the issue only serves to compound the worry. Instead, pretend you have what you want. Act as if your peers respect you or as if the customer is loyal. These may be fantasies, but what you're worrying about may be as well. It's better to stop the worry and act confidently. Chances are better that you'll get what you want. Take ownership. Autonomy, influence, and a sense of meaning are all associated with lower stress. If you need to find more joy, take on a new project that will improve your job, team, or workplace. While you may not have the same degree of freedom that an entrepreneur does, you can find ways to set the agenda and claim ownership of tasks and projects. This ownership will likely improve your job satisfaction while adding an important accomplishment to your resume. Take responsibility for your growth. Responsibility for your professional development lies squarely on your shoulders. No matter your situation, use these tips to keep sharp. Meet with 2 former coworkers each month. Talk about your industry and where it is headed. This will keep you tapped into the community. Have 1 major learning experience each quarter. If your work isn't giving you the necessary challenges, seek out other opportunities. Volunteer for a non-profit, attend a conference, or take a class. Give yourself a performance review. Reflect on your growth and performance, whether through a formal process or not. Be honest with yourself about your strengths and weaknesses and what you should focus on in the coming year. Increase your desire to learn. Don't let your ego get in the way of your desire to learn. Successful leaders keep their minds open to new things because they know that no matter how high their level of mastery, there is always more to discover. If you've become an expert in one field, seek out other fields where you can transfer and apply your expertise. When facing challenges, even ones you've faced many times before, adopt a learner's approach. Ask questions or find new ways to solve the problem. Give yourself a leadership workup. Many of us wait until we are sick to see a doctor. However, preventive medical assessments have been shown to improve health, save lives, and reduce medical costs. Prevention can be beneficial to leadership assessments too. Often people are asked to see a coach or participate in a 360-degree assessment when troubles surface. Yet, time and money, not to mention headaches, could be saved if leaders underwent thorough assessments before problems arose. Ask the people around you for feedback about what's working and what's not. Be sure you understand their expectations and where you may not be meeting them or are unnecessarily exceeding them. Having a complete understanding of where you are as a leader gives you a greater sense of control and power to shape your future. Work on your backhand. When you're particularly good at something, it's easy to rely on that strength. For example, if your forehand is your strongest stroke, you'll position yourself to use it much more often. But turning weaknesses into strengths will give you a competitive edge and make you a more effective leader. Focus energy on improving your weak points. Think about your last performance review or ask your peers what 1 capability you really need to succeed in the current environment. There's no better way to impress than to reveal a killer backhand when everyone's expecting your forehand. Shed your excessive need to be you. One of the worst habits a leader can have is excusing his behavior with claims like, "That's just the way I am." Stop clinging to bad behaviors because you believe they are essential to who you are. Instead of insisting that you can't change, think about how these behaviors may be impeding the success of those around you. Don't think of these behaviors as character traits, but as possibilities for improvement. You'll be surprised how easily you can change when it helps you succeed. Be open to criticism. Constructive criticism is essential for creativity, innovation, and problem solving. Since leadership requires all three, leaders need to be sure not only that they are open to criticism, but that they actively seek it out. Don't simply ask for general feedback, but ask people, direct reports, peers, customers, to poke holes in your ideas and approaches. Critique can be a useful approach to test ideas and keep people and teams accountable. Listened better. For years, leadership experts have been encouraging managers to improve their listening skills. Good listening isn't just about making the speaker feel respected and heard, it's also about making sure you understand what's truly said. Here are three tips for better listening. Think. Engage in the conversation by thinking ahead and anticipating what the speaker is going to say. Try to anticipate the conclusions. Don't just hear the words. Review. Pause briefly and mentally summarize the points. Listen. Watch nonverbal cues that could indicate what the speaker isn't saying. What isn't said is often as important as what is. Schedule regular meetings with yourself. As we continue venturing into uncharted economic waters, how can you keep your job on track and deliver your best? Schedule a weekly meeting with yourself. That's right, no matter how busy you are, this is not a luxury. It's essential. Every week, take a quiet hour to reflect on recent critical events, conflicts, failures, opportunities you exploited, observations of others' behavior, feedback from others. Consider how you responded, what went well, what didn't, and what might be more effective in the future. Never cancel this meeting, it's crucial. Managing your energy. As organizations demand more and more from their people, time-pressed employees have to scramble to keep up. You may not be able to make the day any longer, but you can replenish your energy. Use these four simple ways to help you work smarter and prevent burnout. Take brief but regular breaks. Step away from your desk every 90 to 120 minutes. Take a walk, get a drink, or just stretch your legs. Say thank you. Being positive boosts your energy level. Regularly express appreciation to others. Reduce interruptions. Perform tasks that need concentration away from phones and email. Instead, designate specific times in your day to respond to messages. Do what you love. Understand where your strengths lie and what you enjoy doing. Find ways to do more of those things and less of what tires you out. Decrease your technology dependence. How often do you hear someone ask, "What did we do before cell phones?" One of the many answers is, "We relied on our memories." Studies have shown that using our memories improves reasoning and creativity. Yet, because of our increased reliance on technology, few of us can even recall phone numbers or appointments. Try remembering and entering numbers by hand or picturing your weekly calendar in your mind. This will not only help you use your mind in a healthy way, but may save you when the inevitable happens and your BlackBerry or iPhone goes down. Capture big ideas in simple ways. Don't rely on your memory or BlackBerry to record and capitalize on good ideas. Go old school with a stack of 3x5 index cards. Carry them with you and, when you hear a good idea, write it down. The physicality of the cards forces you to reflect on them at the end of the day, and the act of writing down the ideas helps you remember and process them. Having the blank cards in your pocket is also a useful reminder to be looking for new ideas and, most importantly, to listen. Combine creativity and results. In academia, critical thinking is the norm, and asking questions is required. On most campuses, questioning ideas is the first step, and the second is questioning the question. As a result, academia has a reputation for being too open-ended and sluggish. In industry, we prefer to set a deadline, get things done, focus on execution. We worry that thinking about an idea could hold up progress. Combine the two approaches to be sure you are both thinking creatively and getting results. Ask lots of questions, but don't let the questions impede movement. The questions should drive you toward a clear, defensible outcome. Get creative by zoning out. Studies have shown that an idle brain is more likely to come up with a new idea. Yet, we often feel that we need more focus. Try taking mental breaks from email and deadlines and let your mind wander. These breaks can be critical to remaining creative and open to fresh ideas. You can take a short break during a hectic day, or you can opt for a longer, creative sabbatical over a week, month, or year. Regardless of the duration, be sure you are giving your mind needed space to think for the long term and big picture. Make masterful decisions. Whether you believe in making decisions swiftly and decisively or with more caution and deliberation, try these three tips to help you reach better conclusions and avoid decision traps. Get the right minds on the job. Decision making is the process of converting input into output. To make the best decision, optimize your input by getting the opinions and insights of trusted people who know the arena best. Decide how you will decide. Bickering often happens during the decision-making process. Be clear with yourself and others involved about the steps you will take to reach the decision. Demand diversity. Too much agreement is dangerous. You need dissenting opinions. Give a minority viewpoint a voice or appoint a devil's advocate. Listening to the other side will give you a more robust answer. Trust in your decision-making skills. Yes, knowledge is power, but too much knowledge can take away your power. When solving problems, many leaders gather an abundance of information and conduct in-depth analyses to give them what they hope are the right answers. This can lead to analysis paralysis or to data-driven, but illogical, answers. Often the best answers are educated guesses informed by your past experiences coupled with new information and insight. Don't put too much faith in information analysis alone, and don't disregard your decision-making skills. Remember to always check answers with your gut feelings before acting. Find extra time. Crises and special events force us to find extra time in our day for crucial tasks. In an ordinary week, however, those hours are buried in unnecessary meetings, interruptions, and inefficiency. Don't wait for the next emergency. Here are two ways to regain wasted time. Analyze your calendar. Look back at the last month. Which meetings were truly needed to advance your goals? Then look forward at the coming month and eliminate ones that you can bypass without any consequence. Ask for feedback. Our worst time-wasting activities are often invisible to us. Ask direct reports and peers to identify tasks that you could do less often or stop altogether. Manage with minimum time. Do you strive to be a good manager or mentor, but fear you do not have the time to do it well? Don't get trapped into thinking that leadership is an extra commitment on top of your day job. How you lead, not how much, is what counts. Here are three ways to maximize your management in minimum time. Turn dead time into development time. Look for every small stretch in your day when you could be talking to someone and convert each into a coaching opportunity. Walking out of a meeting. Use those 2 minutes to give your direct report feedback on the presentation. Show up in people's workspaces. Once per day, get up and walk over to the desk of someone you haven't spoken to recently. Take 2 minutes to ask her what she's working on. Make 2 contacts per day. Every day, email two people you met with that day and offer, feed forward. Employees who know that you're trying to develop their skills will stay engaged. Increase your productivity. We live in a demanding and distracting world. Being productive can sometimes feel like an impossible feat. Here are three ways to get more done without burning out. Keep one to-do list. Include everything you want or need to do in one place. Writing it down helps get it off your mind and leaves you free to focus on the task at hand. Do the most important thing first. Before you leave work in the evening, decide what one thing you need to accomplish the next day. Do it first thing in the morning, when you're likely to have the most energy and fewest distractions. Schedule time for non-urgent things. It's easy to get caught up in the pressing issues of the day. Block off time in your calendar to do things that would otherwise get squeezed out, like writing, thinking creatively, or building relationships. Get through your to-do list. Self-discipline is hard. Try these three tips to make your work more efficient every day. Get three things done before noon. Statistics show that the team ahead at halftime is more likely to win the game. Enjoy your lunch knowing that you accomplished at least three tasks in the morning. Sequence for speed. Break projects into parts. Take on the longer pieces at the beginning and make sure each subsequent part is shorter. If you leave the longest parts for last, you are more likely to run out of steam before the end of the day. Tackle similar tasks at the same time. The mind thrives on repetition. You can build momentum by taking on similar projects at the same time. Prioritize value over volume. Research has shown that multitasking results in mediocre outcomes. By putting too little attention on too many things, you fail to do anything well. However, the answer isn't single-tasking either. Single-tasking is far too slow to help you succeed in today's fast-paced world. Instead, identify the tasks that will create the most value and focus on those. By prioritizing value over volume and sharpening your focus on tasks that truly matter, you'll increase the quality of your work and, ultimately, the value you provide. What to do with all those tasks that didn't make the high-value list? Put them on a do later list. If they continually fail to make it to the high-value list, ask yourself, why do them at all? Develop a growth mindset. We spend a lot of time and energy at work trying not to fail. However, most people describe their failures as an important part of learning and growing. Adapt a growth mindset and accept that failure is part of the process of skill development. People with a growth mindset feel smart when they're learning, not just when they're succeeding. Don't limit yourself to doing things that you know you can do. You won't grow that way. Instead, try things that are above your ability and set high goals that you aren't sure you can reach. You might surprise yourself and succeed, and if you don't, you'll learn something new. Achieve short-term goals. Development efforts often focus on how you can achieve your career goals over the long term. Short-term successes, however, are critical to making your next move and preparing for those long-term aspirations. Here are three immediate ways to build your career options. Play to your strengths. Do more of what you do best. Early in a career, it makes sense to try a bit of everything and push to improve in areas of weakness, but at a certain point, it is better to focus on your strengths. Reinforce your brand. Choose activities outside work that develop the image you want to convey. For example, volunteer for the school building committee if you're good at managing projects. Gain broader experience and conversational ways to reinforce your capabilities at work. Create the context for success. Surround yourself with people you need to do your work well. People have to recognize common values and goals before they're likely to share what they know, so invest in these relationships. Give up control. Leaders who micromanage do a disservice to their company, their employees, and themselves. Worse yet, they are often preventing their companies from growing. If you are struggling to grow your company or unit, one of the smartest things you can do is give up control. Here's how: push down decision making. If you're making all the decisions, you're only holding your company back. Push decision making down to the lowest possible level. Accept that mistakes will happen. Sharing responsibility with others means things don't always go according to plan. Prepare your employees to avoid mistakes by being clear about your expectations and giving them the tools they need to do their jobs well. Build your bench. Making yourself comfortable with giving up control requires having people you believe in. Invest both your time and resources to develop your star employees. Avoid micromanaging yourself. Training yourself to avoid micromanaging others is one thing, but handling tendencies to control your own work can be even harder. Here are three ways to keep the micromanager in you from impeding your work. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't focus on details before the big picture is laid out. Keep the larger project goal in mind and resist temptation to dive into minutiae. Don't second-guess yourself. You'll inconvenience yourself and the people who work for you if you shift project direction midstream. Take a complete pass through a project before deciding to change course. Micromanage when it's time. Almost every project requires some detail work. When you reach that point, unleash the micromanager in you and handle it. How to beat burnout. Falling prey to burnout is easy. This condition, marked by exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy, stems from information overload, perpetual busyness, and a relentless race against the clock. One tactic for preventing burnout is to seek out ways to use available resources more wisely. For instance, delegate responsibilities to staff members eager to develop new skills. And resist the urge to grapple with urgent but unimportant tasks, such as responding to emails. Instead, schedule set times during the day for checking and replying to emails and phone calls. Manage stress by facing it. We've been told over and over about the harmful effects of stress, but how can we handle stress if its source doesn't go away? Figure out what your reaction to stress is. If you respond to stress by doing something productive, like cleaning your house or checking in more frequently with your team, consider yourself lucky. In the more likely case that your stress reaction is unhealthy, take notice. Some common reactions to stress are micromanaging, making heavy-handed suggestions, and second-guessing decisions. If you find yourself doing these things, pause and take a breath. Paying careful attention to your behavior can help you stop the reaction before it has harmful effects. Stop working and have fun. You don't have to retire early to stop working. You just need to take the work out of work. Make work fun by doing these two things. Find people you enjoy working with. Of course, you don't always choose who you work with, but when you do, choose projects that allow you to work with people you trust, respect, and enjoy spending time with. Find problems you enjoy solving. Again, you may not always have a choice, but try to seek out projects you find interesting and are passionate about. If you're not excited about any of your current projects, propose a new project that you can lead. Take a mini break. We all need a break. However, in the current environment, taking time off for a vacation may not be best for your company or your bank account. Find ways to carve out smaller chunks of time to rest and recuperate. Here are three things you can do in 1 hour or less. Exercise. Make the time by trying an early morning class or exercising during your lunch break. Turn off your BlackBerry. Even for just an hour while you take a walk or have dinner with a friend, this quiet time will help you feel more focused when you power back on. Do a crossword puzzle. Research shows crossword puzzles sharpen the mind. Work on the puzzle while you eat lunch and give yourself a mental break. Don't let strengths be weaknesses. Many of the qualities responsible for getting us where we are today can also hold us back. Watch out for these three double-edged traits. Persistence. Willingness to persevere despite obstacles has created many great innovations and is often the foundation for successful startups. However, persistence can easily turn to stubbornness. Stick with your ideas when you know you are right and have supporting evidence. Be willing to abandon your position when signs show you need help or redirection. Control. Early phases of company growth require the founder to be involved in all operations. But as the company scales, that maniacal attention to detail can be counterproductive. Recognize the importance of delegation and let go when it's time. Loyalty. Close ties inevitably form when people work together day in and out, and loyal relationships can yield great results. However, you need to know when loyalty is clouding your judgment in assessing capabilities and skill gaps. Change your behavior. Developing yourself as a leader is not easy. Behavioral change is hard, time-consuming, and frustrating. However, removing the five most common roadblocks to change can make your path to self-improvement better. Take ownership. If you don't think you can change, you can't. Believe in your ability to change and take ownership before getting started. Be patient. Positive, lasting results take time, usually 50% to 100% longer than most people initially think. Accept difficulties. Real change takes real work. When setting out, be prepared to face challenges you didn't anticipate. Refuse to be distracted. Something more important will inevitably come up. You need to make your development a priority and refuse to let distractions divert your path. Maintain. Once you've started to see traction, don't declare victory. Sustainable change requires maintenance over a lifetime. Fire yourself. Management shake-ups, though disruptive, can be good for a company. They bring in fresh perspectives and require that leaders take a hard look at their own performance. Do not wait for your company to get in trouble. Instead, fire yourself. Think about what you would do in your position if you were to start anew. What would you do differently if this were your first day on the job? Taking this step back can help you evaluate the strategies and approaches you are currently using, see things that are too difficult to see when you are entrenched, and re-energize yourself for the challenges ahead. Cultivate your proactive brain. Studies have shown that a good memory helps you better navigate the future. And in business, the ability to anticipate and negotiate future demands is an asset. A proactive brain uses details from past experiences to make analogies with your current surroundings. It then helps you determine where you are and envision future possibilities. We are all born with proactive brains, but these three things can help improve brain performance. Give your brain a lot to work with. Create a rich pool of information to draw from. Expose your brain to diverse experiences and situations. Borrow from others. Find out as much as you can about others' experiences by talking and interacting with people, and reading about their lives. Let your mind wander. Undisturbed time gives your brain the space it needs to recall and recombine past experiences in ways that help you anticipate the future. Decipher and achieve success. Success in business is not about having the most brilliant answer. It's about having a workable solution, and that requires developing an understanding of the unwritten rules of the organization. To become more persuasive and effective, figure out who and what really matters. Ask successful people at your company what approaches and relationships helped them most. Be curious about the ways people get things done, and observe the inner workings of projects and initiatives you aren't part of by building relationships with influential people. All of the information you gather can contribute to your own future success. Schedule time for second guessing. Questioning whether you have made the right decision can be a useful way to make sure you are on the right track. But if you second guess yourself at the wrong time, you may feel tempted to give up on important commitments. Don't question yourself when you are most vulnerable. Instead, Schedule a time to review your decision when you are in the right frame of mind. For example, don't wonder whether you should abandon a plan to talk more during meetings when you are walking into the conference room. Rather, tell yourself that you will question the decision 10 minutes into the meeting, once you've had time to get used to the idea. Setting a time will also help you second guess once rather than nagging yourself with doubts. Be confident, but not really sure. One of the keys to effective decision making is confidence. Even if you only have temporary convictions, act on them. If you doubt your decision while making it, trust in your leadership may erode. Strong opinions signal confidence and provide others with the guidance they need. But resist the urge to cling to your decisions. Have the humility to realize that you might be wrong if better information comes along. And be prepared to change your mind and correct your course if that happens. Recover from a mistake. While most people accept that mistakes are inevitable, no one likes to make them. The good news is that even large slip-ups don't have to be career-enders if they are handled well. Next time you make a blunder, follow these three steps to recover gracefully, FESS up. Trying to hide a mistake or downplay its importance can be fatal to your career. Be candid and transparent about the mistake, take responsibility for your part in it, and don't be defensive. Make necessary changes. Mistakes are important learning opportunities. Explain to your boss and other interested parties what you will do differently going forward. Get back out there. Don't let your errors keep you from ever taking risks again. Once the mistake is behind you, focus on the future. Identify your unique skills. All of us have at least one disruptive skill, an ability that sets us apart from others. You may have been honing yours for years, or you may be so innately good at it that you don't even notice it. Here are three ways to identify your unique skill. Watch your reflexes. You may instinctively do what you're good at without even noticing. Ask yourself, when I feel most successful or invigorated, what am I doing? Look for confluences. A distinct skill may not be one thing, but an unusual intersection of ordinary proficiencies. Listen to compliments. Peers, managers, direct reports, and even spouses are often good mirrors of your inherent strengths. Don't habitually dismiss compliments, but mind them to discover your unique skills. Become a thought leader. Everyone has a personal brand these days. But if you want to move ahead, you need to be more than the finance guy who understands the business. Distinguish yourself as someone with a truly unique perspective respected inside and outside the organization. Here are three ways to do that. Build your online presence. The internet is a perfect place to start showcasing your knowledge. Post comments on blogs, write your own posts, and connect with other bloggers to create a network. Win some awards. Identify awards that matter in your industry and don't be afraid to nominate yourself or convince colleagues to do it for you. Flaunt well-thought-of affiliations. Your associations aren't always in your control, but if you have a degree from a top school or testimonials from important people, display them prominently. Credibility by proxy is valuable. Focus on your distinctive skills. When selling yourself in the talent marketplace, focusing on hard-won strengths required for the job in question can be all too easy. These skills are often the ones that many other people have too. Your most outstanding talent is probably something you do without even thinking. Ask colleagues or friends what strengths you might be undervaluing. Lead with these exceptional skills instead. Articulate to prospective employers, or to the boss who's considering your raise, your unique value proposition as an employee. Employers don't just want someone slightly better than everyone else, they are looking for someone with a truly distinctive skill set. Remove your mental barriers. If you have your sights set on the top job at your company, organizational barriers are likely standing in your way. This may be especially true if you are a woman. However, the mental barriers holding you back may be just as strong, if not stronger. To get what you want, you need to ask for it and, in some cases, push for it. Never assume that you are going to be treated fairly or justly rewarded. You must define what you want and present the case for why the company should give it to you. Organizational bias is real, but don't let your own timidity or fear of self-promotion make you lose out on what you deserve. Sell yourself the right way. Are whispers about layoffs in your company growing louder? If so, advertising the value you deliver to the organization is more important than ever. But selling yourself is a delicate art. Overdo it or take the wrong approach and you may look like a grandstander. Sell yourself effectively by describing your contributions to your boss and linking them to important organizational goals. For example, I put a lot of advance work into that new customer database, so it's really rewarding to see it pay off in greater customer loyalty and profits, or, I worked hard to organize the launch meeting because I really want to see us start major projects off on the right foot. Perfect your personal elevator pitch. A personal 30-second story is not just for job seekers. Being able to talk about yourself and your unique talents is a useful skill for building relationships and projecting confidence. Here are three tips for perfecting what to say about yourself. Focus on the relevant, not the recent. Your most recent job experience shouldn't necessarily be what you talk about first. Think about your audience and lead with your most relevant skills or experience. Focus on skills. You don't have to have a background in marketing to be good at marketing. Talk about your relevant skills and how your experience is applicable to the situation at hand. Connect the dots. Your pitch shouldn't sound like a resume but should tell a cohesive story. Bring together the richness of your experiences and demonstrate how they add up. Develop a leadership brand. A leadership brand tells people what is distinctive about you as a leader and communicates what you have to offer. Summarizing your brand in a statement is a useful and often enlightening task. First, answer two important questions. What do I want to be known for? What results do I want to achieve in the next 12 months? Take these two answers and put them into the following statement. I want to be known for so that I can deliver . Once you have your statement, be sure that you are living up to it. Ask others for input on whether you are achieving your goals and whether they see your leadership brand in the same way you do. How to craft the job you want. Not engaged and motivated by your job? You may have the power to change it. Begin by identifying your motives, strengths, and passions to help you better understand which aspects of your job will keep you engaged and inspire higher performance. Then, create a diagram of your current job, including your job tasks, noting which you do most often. Next, create a diagram of your preferred job, indicating which things you want to do more or less of and which tasks you want to add. This chart can help you articulate what you want to do differently. Be sure to engage your supervisor in this process. Assure her that you won't let your current tasks slide and that any new tasks you propose are central to the company. Ask for a raise. Asking for a salary increase can be a nerve-wracking task. Here are three tips for making the request go smoothly and increasing your chances of getting the raise. Choose the right time. It's best to discuss a raise when your status is high. Consider asking soon after your team posts good results or at the end of a successful project. Avoid making the request when your boss is preoccupied with other issues. Have a plan. Know what number you want, make sure it is realistic, and build a case to support it. Use facts about comparable roles and evidence of recent successes. Be clear and positive. Stay focused on the positive of what you have accomplished. Avoid bringing up other issues during the meeting. Be clear about what you want without issuing an ultimatum. Control promotion anxiety. A promotion can feel both rewarding and stressful. After you've accepted all the congratulations, It's time to deal with all of the new expectations. Here are three tips to address the anxiety that most people feel when stepping into a new role. Prepare support. Identify a strong ally, mentor, or coach who you can lean on during the first few months on the job. Ask this person to give you honest and constructive feedback along the way. Create a plan. Lay out what you plan to accomplish in your first few months. Be realistic and set clear priorities so that you are prepared to make necessary trade-offs. Know your limits. A new job means new responsibilities, but be honest with yourself about what's in your control and what's not. Become one of tomorrow's top leaders. What qualities and responsibilities will define the most effective leaders of tomorrow? And what skills and knowledge should you attain to become one of those leaders? Change management. As markets and technologies shift and advance, organizations and strategies must continually change and adapt. The leaders of the future will need to be masters at managing change. Deep familiarity with emerging markets. Tomorrow's leaders will need to identify and seize the new possibilities created as emerging markets take center stage in the global economy. The ability to inspire and motivate. In a future marked by constant change, the ability to inspire and motivate others to work together to achieve common goals will be critical. Without alignment, change initiatives stand little chance of success. Lean management. Leaders will need to operate in and create lean, flexible organizations that optimize efficiencies without sacrificing quality.